I love Halloween, but not in the sacrifice a goat and worship the devil sort of way. And you won't find any zombies or tombstones in my yard. And my kids won't be dressed in gory costumes. 2 years ago, they were disguised as pint-sized versions of Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. And last year, they were Santa Claus and a Lego. And I got word from one of my neighbors that my 5-year-old Santa was wishing everyone a happy Hanukkah. Got to give the boy some credit for trying to accommodate 3 different special occasions all in one night. The jury's out as to what their costumes will be this year. Part of what my family loves about Halloween is that it's a neighborhood affair where we live. Century-old maples line the streets of our block, forming a thick golden fall canopy. Porch lights indicate which homes are open for business, and almost all are. Now, these are older homes that have welcomed generation after generation of trick-or-treating kids. The sidewalks are overflowing with children, and parents navigate up and down, and the kids like to see their friends and compare what sort of loot they have, and the adults get a chance to catch up on each other's weeks. Sometimes, I'm envious of our friends who live in new subdivisions with their big backyards and their perfect sidewalks, but all that envy melts away on Halloween when my neighborhood becomes a real-life version of what movie sets and theme park main streets try to copy. I have no doubt that for my children, trick-or-treating in our neighborhood will be a memory they'll cherish their whole lives. When you think about it, memories are really the only thing we bring with us on the journey from childhood into the adult world. Even if we're fortunate to keep friends for a lifetime, it's shared memories that create the bonds between us. And the dinner table is another place where we try to make some memories, especially at Halloween. My wife usually makes some spooky desserts, but I concentrate my efforts on creative entrees. In years past, we've had stuffed monster heads, which are stuffed peppers with inset pimento stuffed olives for eyes, and a slit for a mouth, and a little slice of red pepper sticking out for a tongue, or you can use 2 for fangs. We've also made werewolf paws, and these were actually calzones in the shape of kind of long, narrow paws with slits on the other end for toes. But our favorite, by far, has been a spider web pizza. Now, you can make this pizza as easy or as difficult as you want. Now, I make my own crust, but you can certainly use one that's from the store. And also, sauce in a jar works just fine. What makes this pizza Halloween worthy are the spiders made with black olive bodies and carrot legs, and then the web made with a mozzarella cream sauce drawn on the pizza with a squirt bottle. Now, the mozzarella sauce is a variation on the classic bechamel. It takes the place of the traditional shredded cheese on the pizza. Now, this dish goes equally as well with adults as with children, and you can get the full recipe on the website. So, even if you don't have kids under your roof anymore, I hope that you'll be home Halloween night, and that you'll have your porch light on, and you'll welcome all the little Santas and Legos and ghosts and goblins from your neighborhood, knowing that you might be part of their Halloween memories.
Scott Hutchison works in economic and community development for Purdue University and writes about food, family, and community for newspapers, magazines, radio, and TV. You can find his recipe for spider web pizza at WBAA.org. There you can also find more of his stories and recipes. And you can hear The Hungry Hoosier on WBAA the first and third Tuesday of each month.